we find ourselves involved in a worldwide struggle with Soviet communism. We and our allies and other friendly nations have decided that the fundamentals of our way of life are important. We subscribe to the philosophy that enlightened men have been struggling to establish, maintain, and improve for centuries. Reduced to simple terms, we believe in the essential dignity of every human being, and that within certain limits necessary to maintain an orderly society, that each individual should have an opportunity to determine the course and pattern of his existence. We believe in respect for the truth. We believe in government in which sovereignty rests in the people, and we believe in a good God, recognizing that certain spiritual values are essential if life is to be meaningful and worthwhile. Our American government and our American way of life have come nearer to translating these fundamentals into reality for all of our people than has ever occurred elsewhere on this earth. We are dedicated to defend our way of life against those who would substitute the shackles and degradations of Soviet communism for it. The obligations to defend our country and our beliefs are borne equally by all of our citizens without regard to race or color or religion. All of us share equally in our obligation to serve as members of our military forces. Our enemies try hard to exploit our color, racial, and religious differences. They have great confidence in their ability to defeat us in the propaganda field, particularly in the struggle for friends among the nations of the world populated by people that are predominantly non-white and those predominantly non-Christian. It should be a real gratification to all thinking Americans to know that our armed forces are leading the way in demonstrating, both at home and abroad, that America provides opportunities for all of her people. Segregation has practically been eliminated in Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. By June, there will be no more segregated units in the Army. There are none in the Air Force now. Our Navy stewards are still predominantly Negro, but this too is in the process of being changed. In spite of all predictions to the contrary, I have yet to find a field commander in any service that has anything but commendation for complete racial integration. Colored officers have repeatedly demonstrated their ability, courage, and acceptability to command men of all colors. There will be no more segregated schools on military posts after September 1, 1955. The Defense Department and the military services are moving in this direction, not only because they know that it is the right thing to do, but because they know it improves our ability to resist and, if necessary, fight our common enemy, Soviet communism. We are demonstrating in action as well as words that we really believe in social justice, economic justice, and political justice for all people of all races and colors. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps are sure they are moving in the right direction.